An African country issues a ban on new churches. A ministry is in limbo in the Philippines, and Sat7 celebrates growth tenfold. We'll explain all this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A ban on new churches in an African country is coming from an unlikely place. This time, it's Kenya. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the ban is in response to a rogue pastor, fake miracles, and a money scam.
If there are hoaxes being perpetrated, you would like to see the government try to limit those. At the same time, just completely saying that no new churches, no new mosques, no new religious organizations can register is a pretty draconian way of solving this problem.
The ban's indefinite, which makes gospel workers a little jittery. Be praying. Kenya is used as a base country for outreach throughout the continent. A ban on new churches could also impact new projects.
It'll be interesting to see, as this sort of publicity about these hoaxes dies down, if the government really aggressively pursues this, or if cooler heads prevail and they work out some kind of a compromise that doesn't involve just completely stopping any new religious organizations from forming in Kenya.
Next, remember that global terrorism index we told you about yesterday? We've mentioned the GTI's top five countries a lot, but country number six might come as a surprise: India. J.P. Sundararajan with Audio Scripture Ministry says their partners are pretty familiar with India's top terror group.
They're called the Naxalites. There is a lot of fear because you just don't know. A run-in with the Naxalites could turn out to be deadly.
In one part of India, Naxalites have stopped the bison horn Muttiah from going to church and meeting with missionaries. But ASM's partners report these terrorists have overlooked one thing.
They said, people may stop us from attending worship, but they're unable to stop us from listening to God's voice through this audio Bible.
Don't miss the rest of the story. It ends with a way you can help ASM provide more audio Bibles for the Bison Horn Muttiah. Go to missionnetworknews.org to get the full report. This is Mission Network News. Well, on the heels of a ministry's largest outreach ever in the Philippines, Christian Resources International is facing some challenges. CRI sends your used Bibles and Christian books to Christians around the world. In October, CRI hosted pastors' conferences, a Christian concert, evangelistic meeting, and established distribution centers in the Philippines. But what happened to the six containers of Bibles and books? CRI's Jason Wolford says they're still there.
The problem that we're having is that those containers are being held up at the port for multiple reasons.
That means the distribution centers have no Bibles and books, and thousands of Christians who were promised resources are still waiting. Wolford isn't discouraged, though.
I'm actually excited about it, Greg, and I think people that are listening should be as well, because if the enemy is trying to stop it or slow it down, we know that the impact is going to be profound.
Sending used Bibles and books? Well, that's great, but financial support ships them. You can be a book missionary for as little as $27 a month. Meanwhile, it's time to celebrate. Almost 500 people celebrated the opening of a new building in Lebanon for Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their new building will be 10 times as big. Sat7 hopes the expansion will be a blessing and a privilege in reaching out to more people in the region, providing hope in Jesus. Pray for transitioning to go smoothly and for the Word of God to spread throughout the region. And children in Kenya face poverty, and many have been orphaned. But the Madeline School is making a difference in their lives. The church school is providing meals, education, and is sharing the gospel with about 130 kids. They partner with Orphan Outreach, which is providing funding needed for sponsorships for kids to go to school. The team's working hard to help, but many kids still need sponsors. You can be one of them. Just go to our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They provide us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner on the right. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.